Begin the current Dav Masechtas Brachas Dav Chav Ches. We begin in Amud Aleph for Tosis Divrei Maaseh. Tosis begins with the words of the Gemara, V'shal Musafin, and regarding the Musaf, it's Kalayim, it's all day. Tosis comes to qualify that's specifically regarding a weekday, then the mitzvah is the whole day. But on Shabbos, actually, the Karban Musaf is actually only allowed to be brought up until the sixth hour, which the Mishnah brought on Dav Chav Vav, the beginning of the parak, that the Tefillah of Musaf, the timing is all day. And that Tosis asks, Tosis brings the Hikshar Rav Rabbeinu Shimshon Zal. Rabbeinu Shimshon asks the following question. We learn in the Masechtas Chulin Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph that Musafin is b'sheish, that the carbon musaf was brought in the sixth hour. B'zichin b'sheva, the spoons of the frankincense, that was brought in the seventh hour. Now, from that Gemara, it sounds like that the time of the carbon musaf was only up until the sixth hour. So how could we say that the time of the tefillah of musaf is all day, but the karbanas correlate to the tefillahs, and we see that it was only up until the sixth hour and not the whole day? Oh, it says Rabbeinu Shimshon b'chitim, and if you're going to say, oh, it's not difficult, hanamil l'mitzvah, that was only in the ideal way. But after the fact, kol yoyimanam ezamnehu, that the whole day is the time of bringing the carbon musaf, and hence the halacha of a mishnah that one could daven musaf all day. And that is Rabbeinu Shimshon b'hari b'tamura, but in Masechtas Tamura, in the second parak, the yud dalad, mashmid sounds like shamusafin hayinishchatin im had tamid, that generally they would slaughter. The carbon musaf with the carbon tamid shal shachar and the nektarini mayin was sacrificed with it. So actually, it sounds like if you tell me about l'ketchila, initially, it sounds like the primary mitzvah of the carbon musaf was actually right after the tamid shal shachar in the morning. So now you can't say anymore that it says that the musafin was b'sheish of the gemara that were born in perek tamid nishchat. That was only l'ketchila, but b'diavad it could be all day because no, the l'ketchila that we find in Masechtas Tamura, that's actually right after the tamid shal shachar. So obviously, this that we say in perek tamid nishchat that the musafin was b'sheish is if someone delays. Then it could be only up until the sixth hour, but after that you can't sacrifice it at all, even with the Yevid. So therefore that contradicts what our Gemara is saying, that the Musaf could be all day. But Tiritzin, Rav Rabbeinu Shimshon answers that it's not a difficulty, because the Hasam Mairi B'Shabbos, if one analyzes the Perek Tamid Nishchat, it's talking about, the Musaf is B'Sheish, when the Bezich and the spoonfuls of frankincense is then sacrificed in the seventh hour. That's on every Shabbos when they had the Lechem upon them, which is what the Bezichin is from. And then that's when the carbon tamid was actually only up until the sixth hour. But a Rish Chaydish, when there's other carbon is a musaf, then the mitzvah is all day, even like a ketchila, and that's why we're saying Shemusafin is Kal Hayim. Now, we're doing the next taste of the Rimaschal. Taste begins with the words of the Gemara. The halacha is Mispal Shal Mincha. A person has an opportunity of both musaf and mincha. Mispal Shal Mincha, first he davens mincha, ba'achach Mispal Shal Musaf, and then he davens musaf. So taste come to qualify that regarding this halacha, that if he's gonna daven mincha first and then musaf, that's only if he's about to daven both these tefillas. Or is it even if he's not about to daven both the tefillas at once? That's what Teza comes to qualify. Because the Gemara Ben Amachleik is where if a person has an opportunity from a brisa to daven mincha and musaf, which one should he do first? Chum hold. First he should daven mincha, then musaf, because it's the more constant one. You do mincha every single day more than musaf. Buda says no, first musaf and then mincha, because musaf, you might miss the time. Rabbi Yechanan says, which is what our Tosfos is quoting from the halachas like the Chacham, that the time of Mincha is done first, and then that of Musaf, because it's more constant, it's a daily, consistent prayer. And moreover, because we hold that Musaf, the time is whole day, and it's not a time that you're going to miss out on if you're going to do Mincha first. So that says Tosfos, so Mikan Yashli Zorbi Yamikibum, from this halacha, however, that we're bringing, that we said that if you could daven either one, Musaf and Mincha, then you have to daven Mincha first. So one should be careful in Yom Kippurim, lispal tefillah shachris, that they should make sure to daven shachris, koidim sheish shoyse mechtze, before 6.5 halachic hours into the day, dahainu koidim sheigiyah shasem mincha, so that they finish shachris before they reach the time of mincha, and then they could daven Musaf after shachris, which is the order that we prefer to do. Because the Imlai Kain, if that's not the case, hoyitzchichin lispal tefillah shachris mincha, koidim, then you're going to have to daven, if you finish shachris still late, you're going to have to daven mincha first before Musaf, because like we said in the Gemara, as Tosfos is bringing the Ramaskal, we ruled in the Gemara, because it's the more constant. So therefore one should be careful to make sure to finish shachris before 6.5 hours into the day. However, Tosfos brings that of Hari Aymer says, no, de'enetach, you don't have to make sure to finish shachris earlier. Because the hadikam of this that our Gemara is saying, she is spal tefillas and mincha kaidim, that when you could daven both, you have to daven mincha first. Hainu kashayesh lasas tzarachav. That's only talking about where someone has to take care of something. Meaning, shleyuchel is spal tefillas and mincha bezman. He's not going to daven mincha later on in the day. But tzarach lespal shnei miyad. He has to daven both of them right away. Kagoyin shayyulay leilich lesudigadeh. Let's say he had to go to a big meal. Kamayla nisun, like a talchasna. Misyari. He's afraid the meal might take a long time. He's going to go all the way till when it's dark. Or shishtakor, he might become drunk. We're there since right now he's going to daven both musaf and mincha. So that's what we're saying, that you should have mincha first before musaf because it's the more tadr of the two of them. But Avol says the re im hayle shoyis lespal achat tefilas musaf. But if he had time to daven after musaf, the tefilas mincha bezmana, the davening of mincha in its appropriate time. And like by Mincha Gatana, and he doesn't have to daven both these tefillahs right now. He rather wants to daven right now Musaf and later on daven Mincha, then Ein Loi Lahak Min Tefillas HaMincha. Then you don't go ahead and daven Mincha earlier. El Yisbal Kesed, rather do it in the appropriate order, which is Musaf Achra Mincha, that as was done in the Beis HaMikdash, they would do the Musaf right after the Karban Tumat Shel Shachar, and then only later on are we going to daven Mincha. Therefore, there's no concern with having to finish the Yom Kippurim davening of Shachar first, earlier, before 6.5 hours into the day, to daven Musaf, because anyways we'll daven Musaf after Shachar. Now, continuing the next taste, the Rimaskel, taste begins with the words of the Gemara, Kedem Metagen Rav Yosef. Like Rav Yosef had the Aramaic translation of the Pasuk, Al De Ichru Zamanim Adai, because they delayed the times of the holidays. Which Tosfos comes to explain what's the proof that we see from this Pasuk about delaying the Zman of Tefillah, and that it's not like the literal translation and interpretation as Tomat the Mitzah of Shalosh Regalim of the Moyadim of the Yom Tovim of the holidays of the Jewish people. Because the Gemara brought, Reb Shmuel Levi said, wherever Davin's Musaf, after 7 hours, according to Yehuda, who holds that you can only daven up until 7 hours, on him the pasuk says, "Nugi mimayid asafti mimcha hayu." In other words, because they delayed the times of the prayers and the yom tovim, they became nugim and basafim and bakalim. Now the Gemara asks, "Where do you see that nugi means a terminology of breaking?" That the Gemara answers, like Rabbi Yosef had the Aramaic translation of the pasuk, "Tavra," which means a terminology of breaking. Asanay in the Beis Yisrael will come onto the quote unquote enemies, which really means the Jewish people, of the Ichru Zamani Ma'adah de Yerushalayim, because they delayed the times of the holidays in Yerushalayim. So don't you see it's talking about Regalim? Where do you see anything about delaying the times of prayer? It says Taisis, because if Imish Taib Regalim, if it was talking about the Yom Taivim, Ein Shaykh Leim Aloshan Icha, then you wouldn't be able to understand what Rabbi Yosef's Aramaic translation is, of that they delayed it. What does it mean they delayed it? Shar Ein Lam Tashlumen, there's no way of making up the Yom Tov, you missed the Yom Tov, you missed it. So what would make sense to say Al Dichur? Al Karkach, rather, that's the Gemara's proof. Obviously, Mitzvila Meshtoi Kra, the Pasuk is talking about something that there could be something that you delayed. You didn't say it in this appropriate time, which you could ultimately make up after, but you missed this man of Tefillah. That's what the Pasuk is talking about, that this Tever, that there's going to be brokenness, there's going to be punishment for someone who misses the time of the appropriate Tefillah, which according to Behuda, that's for Musab up until 7 halachic hours into the day. Now, continuing to Amud Beis, where Tosfos begins with the words of the Gemara, "Divrei Maaskel Kibin Shegiyas Man Tefillas HaMincha." Once it reaches the time of davening mincha, "Asa Litim Klum B'Chulu," it's forbidden for a person to taste anything. Tosfos comes to explain, why is it that we don't hold like Reb Shmuel Levi? The Gemara brought that we don't hold like Reb Shmuel Levi, that since he says that once it comes time for davening mincha, a person is not allowed to taste anything before he davens mincha. So that says Tosfos because there's two halachas that he's essentially saying, and from one we know the other. Ve'isler B'Yeshua. Yeshua holds, and the Gersalis take the word Vafila and put it over here, the Afilam of Sikin, he holds that one would even have to interrupt Minna Achila from the middle of eating to go ahead and daven Mincha. And Tosfos knows this from the words that he says. He says, Asa Litim. It doesn't say Asa Lechel. Sounds like that he's saying that even if you started to eat, you would have to stop in the middle of eating, you wouldn't be able to taste anymore. Oh, that halacha we know, v'lohi, that's not the case. The halacha is not like that. The halacha is even if a person started his meal, he doesn't have to stop, even though it comes time for mincha. So from that we could infer also the other halacha that we don't hold like him, that even tasting before the tefillah, that would also be permitted. That's how we know the halacha is not like Rabbi Shua ben Levi.